Thank you for listening to the Legacy Church Podcast. To connect with us, go to www.legacynb.com. Now enjoy this time of prophetic ministry from one of our services.
You know, I know we call this last Sunday the month encounter, but really every time we gather, it's an encounter. Thank you, Lord. If you're visiting, this is church. This is the kingdom. Oh, da, 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 da. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We believe in healing, and we believe that it's the children's bread. We believe that we've been given the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, the Counselor, the Comforter, to come and to partner, that we can do the things that Jesus said we could do, that we could contend for healing, that we could pray for healing, that we could speak and encourage. And so we have our ministry team that's here. And guys, we're just like you. We practice hearing God. We practice hearing him. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we hear by the Logos word, which also becomes the Rhema word. We hear from the Rhema word as well, from the Holy Spirit. So we know in part, and we prophesy in part. So each of us, a couple of us, are going to release words. Everybody here, remember, we're practicing. Guess what? We might miss it. That doesn't mean we're a false prophet. What it means is, this side of the cross, you all have been given the Holy Spirit. Whereas in the Old Testament, they didn't. It was just the prophets. So if they got it wrong, they had to be stoned. Okay? But we're a new covenant. We're in the New Testament now. We're in the new covenant. And everybody gets to hear God. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. You had to have heard him at least once to say yes to him. Okay? So we partner with the Holy Spirit to hear what he is saying right now. We're going to release personal words first. If anybody has corporate words, hold on to them for a minute. But we're going to release personal words. Okay. Just a minute. So we're going to release personal words, and each of us are going to give a piece of the puzzle, and then sometimes what the Lord will do is, as one person is giving it, he'll go ahead and drop in another piece of the puzzle. That's how we do this, okay? And so we're going to release the word, but guess what? If you're the receiver, it's your job to judge or discern the word. Does this sound or feel like the Lord to me? Most of the time, prophetic words will be things that he has already been talking to you about. They will be confirmations of conversations that you have already been having for you to be able to know that it's the Lord. Sometimes it is a new thing. Sometimes it's like giving you a gift that's a new thing that you need to unwrap and unravel and begin to own. If I bought you a sweater and you just left it in the box or just hung it up in the closet, that's not you stewarding the word of the Lord. So if he's given you the gift, you test it out, you try it on, does it fit? If it doesn't, it doesn't fit. But if it fits, and it may not feel like it's supposed to be because it's new, you're not used to it, right? He may want you to wear it. He may want you to contend with it. He might want you to pray through it. So sometimes there are words that we test out, and we go, yeah, I don't know that that really fits. I wouldn't flush it. I would stick it on a shelf. Because a lot of times the words are not for right now. They're for future. And in fact, what they are is they're an invitation to step into the thing that he's actually releasing. Does this make sense? Okay. So I want to go ahead and get this healing testimony.
So I'm Jeanette. I've been battling a shoulder injury for about 10 years now, and I think I was just healed. So.
You think you were or you were?
I think I was. Like I couldn't. I was.
So you couldn't do it before?
I could not move my arm up before.
Okay, couldn't raise her hand up, and now she can raise it all the way.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
So you are healed.
I am healed.
We're claiming it.
I
we're
am
owning
healed.
It. It's yours.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for testifying to that. Do you know it's important to testify? Because we're giving God the glory for it. That's how we do it. And it stirs up faith in the room. God's still a healer. So that's why I made her language be corrected. I think I'm healed. No, you are. You couldn't do it before, and now you are. And we have to step in by faith to receive it and to own it and to wear that sweater. Okay? Same thing. Okay. Personal words?
So Reagan and Hunter... I saw you two in my dream. I had a dream this morning about 6 o'clock this morning. I was leaving the church, and our church looked very different, and it was like very ornate and had like high steps. And as it was, I was leaving. It was Monday night prayer meeting, and we have Monday night prayer meeting. We usually do it by Zoom, but we were somehow meeting at the church. And Pastor Jay was there. And as I was leaving, I saw this pastor in San Antonio. His name is Charles Flowers, and he is the president of prayer council of all the pastors, and he's very much involved in matters of this day, like political things as well as everything, Christians and standing up and about racial issues, a lot of different things, very much anointed man of prayer. And he was walking into our church with his wife, and he looked very aged. I haven't seen him in a while, but he had beard and he looked very like majestically aged, not in a bad way. And then he came and he said, there was a cabinet right next to our church steps, and he pulled out a bottle of wine, and he said, "This is the bottle of wine that I made, and this is what I made, and I want you to take this." And then I saw you guys with me and lots of young people. So not only just Reagan and Hunter, but I think it applies to anybody who's 20 to 30 in that age group. I felt like it's specifically that age group. And then I felt like the Lord is saying, it's time to drink the wine of the Lord and be drunk in the spirit, not in the wine that people drink. And that you guys are going to get other people drunk. And I saw your family, and I was pressing in further about your family, and I saw your family like doing this like concert out in the open and doing an outreach event, and you guys are like touching people's lives, and people were drawn in. And I saw Sherry wearing these like really kind of a hippie-ish, you know, like really, radical outfit. And, you know, you guys are just so radical. And so I just released that to your family. Can you stretch out your hand? We just bless this family to be so evangelical in a way that is just so drawn, light of this world, Lord God. And there is a prayer movement that's ignited from the families in the mighty name of Jesus. And I just bless the young generation, 20 to 30 especially, that they will go into prayer movement. And this Monday night prayer is all about hearing the Lord and prophesying and releasing. So Father, we just bless them to hear the Lord and come together and release the sound of heaven in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah, I don't know. So as she was talking about seeing y'all like on a concert, I immediately got like Friday Night Lights. And you know, with football, like that's big. And that's like, it's like almost worshipped, especially here. But I see that transition and that shift, that it's going to be the Friday Night Lights towards Jesus, that y'all are going to be able to start to create that shift for that generation that is stepping up, that it's no longer about worshiping things of the world, but worshiping him. And so I just declare those Friday Night Lights over your family.
Your name is Jace, right? The one that was praying for me during worship? Yeah, okay, I thought so. So Jace, I saw you marching into battle, and you were so happy, and you were dancing into battle against the enemy, and he was so scared when he saw you smile. And, well, long story short, you won, and you had an army with you too, so you're not alone.
Jace? When I was in worship here, the very last song, what sparked my heart was seeing him face down in worship. You have the heart of David, a sold out lover of Jesus, because you know how much he loves you. And you have the power to shift the hearts of kings. And so I bless you, Jace, to know confidently that God is for you. And he loves to partner with you. He loves to talk to you. And he loves to hear your prayers. And you're going to speak, and mountains are going to be moved. You're going to speak. I see you speaking with boldness and yet with supernatural peace. A confidence in the Lord that only comes by faith. And so I bless you, Jace. It wrecked me to see him on his face before the Lord in prayer. It wrecked me. Well done, Mom and Dad.
Amen.
Well done.
And just with Cindy's boldness and peace, I know what I've seen too, and that there is powerful boldness inside of you, Jace, that it's not even, there's like no fear. Like there's legit no fear of what others think when you worship. And that is a beautiful thing, so hold on to that. And so continue to stand in boldness and share the love of Jesus to those around you. But I see that boldness and peace over you as well.
Jace, I also see that you are an example to all of the people around you, all of the other kids around you. And the thing is I see creative miracles. I see gifts. I see the anointing. And I see that as you speak, that they're going to receive you. So as that fear is not there, it's absent, when you communicate, they will receive what you have to say.
Somebody new. So, Austin, I'm going to tell you that you have shifted. You used to be a boy, now you're a man. I'm telling you right now, just this Sunday, you look completely different, and you remind me of George Estrada. He's a singer at IHOP, and he's known as a very solid man, and he's so faithful. And I feel like the Lord has been grooming you, and he is raising you up. And he's going to place you in a very prominent place. And I see the Lord has spoken to you already, right? And you're about to go to LCU. But really, the Lord has shifted some in the spirit realm. And now naturally, you are already showing the sign of maturity. And, you know, you look very groomed today. And I think, I believe that is because the Lord is grooming you inside. And it's manifestation of outward manifestation of what's happening inside of you. You are truly an amazing young man, and I just bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Anybody? And also just see fire. I see as you're walking and you're talking that there's just flames, and that when you're touching and you're going to feel it. So look out. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, when Mia started talking, it's going to sound funny, but I saw you like the Three Musketeers, and you know how to fight well. You have swords and weapons that you know how to use well.
What's the Three Musketeers? Just the swords? Was there more?
Yeah, no, it was about fighting and skills.
Okay. Yeah.
Austin, I see you. The Lord sees you as a leader amongst your peers, amongst your friends. And I think I may have even said this to you before, but he's the one, you're the one in the group then that when they say, hold my beer and watch this, you go, no, that's not a good idea, okay? You are the leader, and they will listen to you, and they're going to listen to you on everything. They're going to listen to you about God, and you're the one that needs to say these things to some of your friends because they're not going to hear it from anybody else. They won't hear it. I mean, others can say it, but it'll penetrate from you.
That's good. That's a good word. Yeah.
I just hear, open your mouth and I will fill it. Now, you and I have an inside story about that one, but I hear the Lord saying it. Open your mouth and I will fill it. So, thank you, Lord. Personal.
To the gentleman right here. Yes, there, Dan. What's your name? Nathan? All right, so as have your head bowed, I know that you're pressing into the Lord, and I feel that as you continue to press into the Lord, that he's going to give you supernatural vision, that I don't know if you already have a gift to be able to see in the spiritual world, but I feel like he's opening your eyes right now to the wonders that he wants you to receive, that maybe you've had questions. But as you continue to seek his heart and just push forward, keeping that humility and that honor and that love and that respect for him, that he is going to open the next level in your vision for you. So I bless you with that.
I'm going to add to that. So I felt like when you smiled, the Lord is releasing sweetness of the Lord, and you're going to be able to taste and see that the Lord is good, and His goodness is going to come upon you, and it is going to be all over you, and you will be able to begin to taste how good He is. I bless you.
Confirming these words I was hearing, also want to say that as you humble yourself before the Lord, He is going to lead you. You've been pressing for leading Him to lead you into a certain area or certain ministry or something, but He will lead you as you continue to submit yourself.
I heard the Lord say, first I saw the words project manager. And I don't know what you do for a living, but I saw the words project manager, and so you're laughing, so I'm thinking that must be an on-target word. I saw the words project manager, but what I heard the Lord say is you actually carry a builder's anointing. And builders are very apostolic, and what that means is you build the things of God with what you do. And I see Him giving you blueprints and plans and structures like a project manager to be able to know and oversee this needs to go here, this needs to go here, this needs to go here. Now, when we use that word in the church, we usually think of like an apostolic leader, someone like Jay or whatever, building the kingdom and establishing churches, but that's not what it means for you. What he's saying is it's not just in business, it's not just what you do for work, it is what you do in the kingdom in the business realm. And so you actually extend His territory in the business realm, that the mind that He has given you, He has given it to you so that you can build what He wants to be able to build. And that He is partnering with that mindset, and He's partnering with the vision that they were talking about, because it's the blueprints of God. That's when we ask those questions, okay, but I don't understand this, I don't get this, like, I thought we were building this way, and now He's building this way, and the actual blueprint that I see, and I actually hear this for somebody else too, but it's like if you're extending a home, and you have a one-story home or whatever, and you're just going to build an extra room on the side or an extra bathroom, but then He's like, yeah, that may be what we're doing right now, but we're actually going to go up higher and we're building a second floor as well. And then I also see Him building in a basement. And so what that tells me in the spirit is He's actually extending your territory and extending your influence, and He's actually raising you up to come up higher so you can see from a different perspective. Ooh, I felt that. And He's having you come up higher to see from His point of view. And the thing about the basement, a lot of times people think about basement about being like what's hidden. It may have like a negative connotation. That's where people go to hide when the tornadoes come. But it's not. It's about the depth of God. It's about the deep things that He's going to teach you as well. But He's got to have you come up higher to see from His perspective. Thank you. Whoa, to see from His perspective before He can build in the deeper things. There's a timing to all of those things, but you have to extend the territory first so that then you can build the second floor. He's telling this to me, and then there'll be deeper things as well. And the Lord doesn't always do things like one, two, three. Sometimes He does a little bit of one, a little bit of three, a little bit of two, a little bit of, you know, and so it's really about moving in the flow of Him building. But I see that He is expanding your territory, increasing your influence, calling you higher and deeper, and I bless you in Jesus' name.
Quick add-on. Yeah, with that, I also, from the beginning, I saw you setting up work lights, like at a construction place, multi-level work lights, and that was so other people can see this vision that God's given you, and then they know what to do.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. You're a natural-born leader. You're a natural-born leader, like God made you that way on purpose. You're not bossy. You're a leader. You were meant to be the boss. You were meant to be in charge. So, yeah, I needed to break that off of you. You're not bossy. You're a leader. Natural-born. God made it that way. Eunice and Tim. As I was saying that word, I was drawn to you guys in the spirit. And I hear the Lord saying the same word. That He's extending your territory and He's building you guys out. And then, the same word, and then He's building up the second floor as you come up higher. And then He's going to be teaching you the deeper things of God. And I hear the Lord in that scripture where Jesus said, how can I teach you of heavenly things if the earthly things you know not of? And yet, you do.
You have, and that's why he's extending. That's why he's growing you, is because you have. You have stewarded well what the Lord has given you. And now, especially as the two houses have become one, right? It's that's kind of the territory. It's I almost see it like a village being built.
Whoa. 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 Hey, whoa. Okay. I have no idea what that means. You probably do, but whoa, I feel that. I feel there's a community, a village, whoa, being built. And that's why he's extending your tent pegs. Whoa. Whoa, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I thank you for the resources of heaven that are going to come right now. They're already made available to you. Because these two houses that have come together, it's not just about you and your family. It's about the family of God. Whoa, and it's about a community and a village. And I hear that phrase, you know, it takes a village to raise a child. You know, I just heard that. And he's like, oh, but there are many, 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 many children. There are many, many, many children because you're a mother and a father in the kingdom. And so he's extending that it's not just a house that's being built. It's his house that's being built. He's establishing it. He's establishing a community, a village is the word. And the territory has to be greater because there are so many more. Like I hear hundreds. There are so many more. And the second floor, I see classrooms being built. I see classrooms and education and teaching happening. And that's the second floor, the second story. And the thing, again, about the basement, that's like house of prayer. That's like in the deep things of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. He will do it. He will do it. It's already done. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the resources of heaven. And the people are the greatest resource. It's the people. Thank you, Lord. It's the people that are going to come and partner with you. It's the people that are going to be drawn to you that are already linking arms with you, and more are coming. And I just hear it's because there are hundreds. There are hundreds. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody have to add on to that?
So because Tim is such an humble man, you too, but Tim is such an humble man. God pours his grace upon Tim, and the resources come through Tim, but Eunice knows how to expand it. She knows how to build it and how to steward it, and therefore you make it such a great team, and you two are just meant for to be together as a team, not only for just marriage, but for the kingdom purpose. So there's such wisdom, and there's a synergy of you two's energy that God has brought on purpose together to expand the kingdom. So I just bless you for more resources, just like Cindy has said. And I really, before she said it, I heard the Lord say that there's more people and more resources. And because of the favor and grace that you have, and more favor and more grace and more provision and more resources and more wisdom, and you will expand it and multiply what you've been given. Like the man with the 10 talent, you're going to double it and triple it in Jesus' name.
Yeah, Deborah, this is your daughter. I'm sorry, what is your name, honey? You?
Krista.
Krista. Oh, I'm Chris. Nice to meet you, Krista. What I saw, I believe it was the Lord, and I promised the Lord I would not edit any of these things. I've edited some things out that were, I shouldn't have. So I repent of that. But what I saw with you was a red sports car, like convertible. And there was this blowing scarf just with all these colors on it, just flowing out of that. And I believe what the Lord was saying was that he's got you covered. You are covered by the red blood of Jesus, totally covered by the blood. And then he gave me the coat of many colors of Joseph. And the coat of many colors is the favor of the Lord upon you. In all areas, he loves you, and your heavenly Father has made this coat of many colors for you. And of all his blessings, all his favor is yours. All you need to do is take it from him.
So, with you, Krista, and actually, Miss Leah, Princess Leia, over there too, it was actually something that I was hearing for the both of you. And I just saw this image of a woman in a beautiful dress coming and walking out of the ocean. I don't know if y'all can visualize that, just walking out of the ocean. And that's what I see. I see that as you've been in the mystery places, you know, the ocean's a mysterious place, but that they're mysteries of God, and that he's had you in this season and in this place of mystery, but he's bringing you out and he's bringing you back in to purity so you can step forth and release what he has been releasing to you here on earth. And so I just bless both of you. I know that there's been some trialing seasons, but I feel like it's been the mystery of God and that he's bringing you out. And I just see this beautiful, like I can't even describe it, image of you walking out of the ocean and walking onto the sand and just releasing it into the earth. So I just bless both of you with that.
Okay, so it's for Mark and Rebecca Bailey's family. So when the Lord was speaking about families, you are one of those another families. You have multiple children. And, you know, God has just given you dreams and visions and encounters for your family. And now that you only have one child at home, right? And I feel like I saw this huge mansion. You guys have this huge mansion in the spirit realm. And as your, you know, older children and have left to go to college, got married and whatever, that there will be more spiritual children coming. And I see you like building God's kingdom in your family, and that you know how to just disciple and bring up. It's not discipleship model that, you know, most churches do, but I see the Lord releasing you and downloading you to mother and father, that other people who are just lost or need parents in the spirit and emotionally, and that you are going to bring in those people who are looking for someone to be comforted and loved, and the Lord is going to release that, and you are going to establish God's kingdom within them. So I see like love anointing and this persevering and just amazing God's love, and that you two are great partners, because, you know, one of them is super sensitive and the other one's very, very firm. So you guys like make this a huge, amazing team, that you're going to just bring these young people in, and you're going to speak life over them and, you know, feed them and love on them. And this, I just bless you that you are such amazing mother and father, and not only to your natural children, but to other children.
Hi, Mark. God was just showing me earlier that he knows the desires of your hearts so well, your heart and your prayers and your cries. And he is so excited and all over partnering with you on those, because he gave them to you. Those are his desires. And he's going to carry you right through with that.
And Mark, to add on what they were saying about your spiritual children, I see you as the father of many, and they're not just kids. There are lots of adult men that are going to come into your life that you're going to mentor, you're going to encourage in their faith, and they're going to come to such faith that they're going to be powerhouses for the Lord. And I just release that over you, that you are the father of many, the spiritual father of many. Jay, did you want
to? I just heard the word that you've been trusted, that he trusts you, and that you've earned that favor by the trust and the sincerity of your hearts before the Lord. And so that's just the biggest word I saw. And Lord, I just thank you for that, that he's been found trustworthy, that he's entrusting his children to you.
I wasn't going to give a word, but Shane and Leah, you guys kept coming back up, and I kept asking the Lord, is this something for private? And they said, no, it has to be in a public. And you know me and movie references, so I kept hearing the line from, help me, Obi-Wan, you're my only hope, you know, from Star Wars. But what did she have in her hand is she had the plans to destroy the Death Star. And this thing that's come against your family, we have to recognize you have the plans to destroy the Death Star. The thing that's come against you, that Lord himself has already destroyed, okay? He's already made plans for it, and he's placed it in your hands specifically. downloads that are going to give you an ability to take the goodness of the Lord and extend it beyond. And what it's going to be required is, as you pressed into Him this last month, like, that was a starting point, okay? And you're not a damsel in distress. You're not somebody needing to be rescued. The Lord has already rescued you, and He's made you to be mighty in the Lord. And Shane specifically, too, I kept hearing the Lord has given you an upgrade. And what it is there's going to be two things. There is an upgrade specifically into blueprint designs and an understanding, a uniqueness of the way things work. And part of it, I just heard the Lord, that you saw you in this place going, Lord, I don't know how to do this. I don't know what I'm going to do. I have no idea, in a secret place. And the Lord is saying, I heard you. And He says, but He's releasing to you things that you need to know. And it's going to be divine wisdom. And it's going to be an understanding. And He trusts you. And He's uniquely paired the two of you together, right, to be able to be a force, no pun intended, in this world, okay? And so as you step it out, partner with it. But it's always going to come back to this place of intimacy with Him, right? But you have the plans to destroy the Death Star, okay, everywhere you go.
Any other personal words?
Hello, Macy. So I got a word for you, and it is supernatural intelligence, the kind that I talk about like way too often. The kind where you can just open a book that's like not your grade level, and you look at it and you're like, oh wait, I understand this. I get it. And I saw Jesus also blessing you with that gift.
I've got one for Andrew. I don't know why, but when I saw your hair today, it made me think of an umbrella. And God showed me that you have an umbrella that it's raining under. And it's... sorry. It's raining His water, His living water. And it's not only raining, but it's a covering for anybody you move and extend that umbrella over.
That's good. That's good. That's good. Thank you, Jesus.
I forgot to say to Macy. Hello. I forgot to say this. But what I also saw was that people are going to recognize your intelligence, and then the kids who are like, I don't know what's on the test, they're going to come to you, and they're going to be like, Macy, I need help. And then you can create relationships with those people and show them who Christ is.
I also saw the play on the word reigning as R-E-I. So I just thank you, Lord, that He is reigning on whatever it is that has been the issue in the past, Lord. I thank you that full reign over that right now in the name of Jesus. I declare that right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, what you've begun in Him, you're faithful to complete till the day of redemption. I thank you, Lord, He is the head, not the tail, above, not beneath. And whatever you begun in Him, you're faithful to complete till the day of redemption. In Jesus' name.
Oh, this may be obvious, but the Lord said you're a very powerful man. He sees your heart is pure before Him, and the fruit of the rain, the fruit is coming, a great abundant fruit is coming for you.
So this is for Macy. Macy, I feel like the Lord says that you are not swayed by the world, that you don't really care, and that's a good thing. And that, you know, what people have to say, you don't get easily peer pressured, and that you can stand strong, and you have power to influence others, and then you are standing tall, and you are a leader, and therefore people will follow you. All you have to do is be you, and then everyone will follow you.
Yes.
Bless you with that.
Okay, so the Lord put in my heart this morning the scripture in the Beatitudes, which I would encourage you all to refresh yourself with the Beatitudes. Thanks. In verse 9, it says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. If we don't have peace ourselves, we cannot be peacemakers. And there are many people in here that contend for peace. You have had to because you have had not peace. So then you have learned to contend for peace, to get it for yourself personally. But you have to understand that that was given to you so that you can be a peacemaker. And that is about going about the families of God's business. That is the business of God, is to be a peacemaker. So you all can resolve and reconcile opinions without taking sides, by bringing the peace of God in it. And you, right there, you have contend. I was highlighted to you. I don't know your name, but you have contended for peace, and you therefore are a peacemaker, and you are a daughter of God, because that's what the word says. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Amen. If you are a son of God, you are called to be a peacemaker. Amen. Amen.
Yeah, so just take that word too, because that's a corporate word. I do agree. I think that's definitely a corporate word. Does anybody else have a corporate word?
So when I briefly shared this during my devotional on health wisdom, I tried to mix it in, but there wasn't enough time. When the evangelist, what's his name, who came? Rich Seltzer. Yes, when he said, when we go into prayer and fasting, our church is going to revival, and then there will be a transformation, reformation that happens. And immediately I heard the Lord say, Isaiah 58. So I began to search the scripture and study it. And I felt like what that applies, yes, we're doing Daniel fasting, we're doing 10 days. And in addition to that, I felt like the Lord was saying that do the kind of fasting that I desire. And what God has begun to stir up within our hearts right now, I already began to sow. So many people, like, you know, personally, God began to start in me that to look to others for their needs. Like, you know, usually I'm not in need of anything, and I'm very like a lone rangers, and I like to stay at home. And, you know, so not to go into any depth, like I don't feel a need, and I don't really feel other people's need unless they ask me. They have to like call me and ask me. But the Lord is training me to reach out to the people to ask. But I believe the Lord is saying to look to other people, see what they're needing. So discerning the body and reaching out, because it is very anti-culture right now, because everybody's shut down and you can't go anywhere and you can't talk to anybody and you're shut in. But the Lord is stirring up in our body right now to ask and to reach and to smile and to ask and to pray, because number one thing you can do is prayer, right? And then we can pray for one another, and then we can ask if they need food, and then, you know, you press in a little further, because, you know, there's always that a little bit of I don't want to burden anybody, and we need to break out of that mindset that I don't want to burden anyone, because it is okay to receive help and give help, and that's what we do as a family, right? We'll be heartbroken if our child says, I'm hungry, but Mom, I don't want to burden you. That is really a sad condition, right? So we are to look to others and discern the body to see who's weak and who's sick, who's needing some money or any kind of resources, that we open up our wallet and we open up our prayer. We spend our time and we reach each other and tangibly touch. If somebody's feeling lonely, we physically go visit and have coffee, go have a meal and do whatever it is, because it's what is going on. Need to be anti-cultural and anti-political, and we need to rise up as a body of Christ and be the true family. And this is encouragement from the Lord, and there's so many promises when you begin to do so. That is our healthcare plan, because God is going to heal us and strengthen us, and he's going to quicken to our prayers, and there's going to be so many, and we're going to rebuild things, and we're going to restore families. And so let's start right here, and that's the word of the Lord. I feel like that's what he's doing in our season through this fasting.
Amen. Thank you. That's good.
Since we started this Daniel fast, God has put on my heart the image of the apple of God's eye. That's come up over and over again. And I want to kind of explain a little bit what that means. When the Hebrews were talking about the apple of God's eye, what they're talking about is the little face. So when Daniel says, David says, keep me as the apple of your eye in the Psalms. What he's saying is, God, keep me so focused on you that I can see myself in your eyes, that I can see myself the way that you see me. And that's what God wants us to do in this time of fasting, is that he wants us to focus on him so much that we can see ourselves in him, that we can see ourselves how he sees us. And when you're that close to God's face, you're breathing in the breath of God. You're breathing in the Ruach, the Holy Spirit of God. And I felt during the praise and worship part of today that everybody in here knows someone that is sick from this COVID or getting over it or whatever. So I think that we all, as a prophetic act, need to take a jump. You will all join me in taking a deep, deep breath of God.
So if you can imagine God's eye, big eye, big pupil, and your reflection is in his, you are the reflection in God's eye, if you can see that. You, as you look into his eyes and see yourself, you are his reflection here on the earth.
Is there a word?
Yeah, so look into God's eye and get your image from that. How's that? Okay.
All right. We're gonna close up, and I'm just gonna lead us into a prayer as I release this. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord, as your sons and daughters, that you are good, and you are faithful, and you are always with us. Jesus, we thank you. You not only gave us your blood, Lord, you rose again, and you gave us the resurrected life. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are here to empower us. And Lord, I just ask right now that you settle in the seeds of the words that have been released in the atmosphere of your presence, the fire that was released, the passion for your name, God, the zeal of the Lord. Let it be shut up in our bones, that it would ache within us, that we would have to speak it out, we would have to share it. Lord, I thank you that you're empowering like faces like flint. Lord, you are causing us to grow in boldness, in confidence, in supernatural peace with the gift of faith. That is your faith that you're releasing on the earth right now. As you are awakening us into the fullness of who you say that we are, we say yes to you, God. We say yes in all the things that you're doing, Lord. And I ask that you give us eyes to see what you're doing, that we would have a singleness of vision to look for what you're doing, Father. Not what the enemy's doing, not what's happening in the world, but what are you doing, Father? With a full faith and trust in looking at the goodness and looking for the gold and how we are to partner with you. Give us eyes to see, ears to hear your voice, Lord. Unlock our ears to only hear your voice, to hear your whisper, to turn right or turn left, to speak up, to say nothing, whatever it is that you direct everything in our lives. Lord, that we would be so fully one with you, that our hearts would be surrendered to you fully, Lord, that we can't help but worship you. Lord, I ask that you release right now a refreshed spirit of worship, an unabandoned worship, God, where every cell in our body praises you, where our muscles have to release, where we have to jump, where we have to clap, where we have to shout, or we have to just lay face in the carpet on the floor in total abandoned and worship, God. That is what you desire from your kids, that we may rise up with joy and power and compassion with that same fire in your eyes, Jesus. That fire is in ours, that we would burn with love
for the people around us, God. In us, through us, to those around us. Lord, I thank you as you are empowering us right now. We receive it and we say yes to you. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much for joining us as we seek first after God's kingdom and release it to transform lives and cities. If you would like more information about how to grow in the kingdom or connect with Legacy, go to our website, www.legacynb.com.